I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The best local sports talk in the Flower City. One Bills Live and the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekday afternoons on the Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
He is the managing editor at DieByTheBlade.com. We're talking some Sabres. We're talking some NHL draft with Chad DeDominicis in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. Chad, welcome in. How are you, bud?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Chad, a lot to talk about the Sabres. We've got free agency. We've got trades. We've got this preseason. We got a new head coach. Yeah. But let's talk about the thing Sabres fans seemingly most care about. Sarcasm. The 50th anniversary uniform. Chad, you've got kind of an insight on this. What do you think they're going to look like?
So from what I know, they are going to be all white. So the jersey is going to be white. The gloves will be white. And the pants will also be white. So that white is going to be your primary color, and you're going to have some, I guess the gold is going to be your secondary color. It's like a, it's kind of like a Sabres gold, Vegas gold. I mean, you know, gold's like the 50th anniversary thing, right? So that's what they're kind of going for there. But for the people who wanted royal blue, unfortunately, that is not what you're going to get. But I think that actually it looks nicer than it sounds, I guess, that's what I keep telling people.
Chad, is there something that prevents them from changing the color to royal blue? Is there like a rule with Adidas or a rule with the NHL that limits a team in the amount of changes that modifications they can make to their uniform? I know that a similar kind of rule exists in the NFL. Is there one in the NHL that would prevent the Sabres? I mean, at least they would have an excuse for ignoring what the fans want.
Yeah, I'm not 100% on this, but my understanding is that when they went to Adidas, they made that minor tweak. I don't remember what it was in their jerseys, but I guess the rumors, reports, I mean, again, I don't know 100%, but it's that teams can't really change for 3 years. So this season would be year three of that. Now, everyone asks, well, how is Vancouver doing it? Well, Vancouver's getting away with it because, one, they have a 50th anniversary jersey. Two, they have the Heritage Classic outdoor this year, so they get a jersey for that. And then three, they didn't really make any changes at the time when they switched to Adidas, so they're allowed to, I forget what they did, they like cut something off, like a minor change on their primary jersey. So, you know, that was how they kind of got away with it, and they're going to sit out four, you know, at their fans this year. But, you know, the Royal Blues, they're coming, I think, in a year or two, so maybe a little patient, but right. Not yet.
Well, good. We got the important stuff out of the way now, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, Chad, I'm of the opinion, okay, that, you know what looks good? Whatever color you win in, I don't care if
exactly.
It's royal, navy, polka dot. Chad, I think this is actually a Buffalo thing, too, and correct me if you think you disagree with me, but I think Buffalo fans care more about their uniforms, their team's uniforms, as compared to fans in other markets. So, I mean, to what extent do you think that's true, and where do you think that might come from, Chad?
Is it maybe from all the losing, I guess, where it comes from, where it kind of distracts you and focuses you on other things besides that? You know, it's tough, you know, being, you know, in Buffalo my whole life, so it's hard to kind of think what other markets think of their jersey, so I don't know. I know in hockey, it's kind of the jerseys are kind of the big thing. You know, the pants, the gloves, the way it looks. You know, and when Vegas came in the league, that was a big thing with their jerseys. It's going to be a big thing with Seattle, whatever they go with, kind of how their jerseys look too. So, I guess in this market, it's more prevalent because, like I said, maybe if they're winning, people wouldn't care so much. But since they're losing, it's just one more thing to be mad about. Not only are you bad, you're not giving me the jersey I prefer too. So that makes even more mad.
Chad DeDominicis, manager. Is it a hard C or a soft C, Chad? Just straighten me out.
DeDominicis.
All right, it is a soft C. So Chad DeDominicis, the managing editor of DieByTheBlade.com, joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We had the chance to talk to Amherst GM, Buffalo assistant GM, Randy Sexton yesterday, and he told us that, yes, the team is in the market for a top six forward. Check this out.
We certainly will be looking for a top six forward in free agency, without a doubt. We had our pro scouts in about 10 days ago, spent a week with them, went through the list, and feel that we're very well prepared on that front. And from a goalie perspective, we're still working to sort that out.
We don't have all the answers yet.
Chad, who might the Sabres get in free agency that fits the description that Randy's describing there?
Free agency is interesting because my end from a Botterill side, I think about a week or two ago, is that they're going to be more focused on trades. And that's kind of what we heard a lot here the last few days, a lot of trade talk with them. So that's interesting. But if they're going to go the free agency route, you know, there's a couple of guys out there. You know, Anders Lee is from the Islanders. He's a really nice, even strength scorer. You know, his underlying numbers are really good. The thing that kind of holds me up is his age. He's 29 years old. If he was 27, I think they should be all over that. But, you know, you're going to have to give a guy 5 to 6 years, around $6 million for a 29-year-old. You know, that could kind of hurt in a couple of years. But if you want to play in that market, that's what it is. You know, I mean, Gustav Nyquist could be another guy, former Detroit Red Wing, who was traded to the Sharks and got that playoff run with San Jose. But again, he's another guy who's like 29 years old. So, you know, if they're going to go get a top six winger in free agency, it's going to be a 28, 29-year-old that you're most likely going to get turned to. Now, they can go after a guy like Jonas Donskoy, who could play top 6 minutes, but probably is better, you know, as a middle line guy, third line guy. But if you're going to put him like on Skinner, and I think he can get the job done for you, and he's a guy that's only 27, you probably get him on 3 to 4 years. And I think max, you'll have to pay him $3 million a year. So they can go that route, but I don't think he's legitimate top six forward.
Chad, I mean, there was this rumor today, and you know, very speculative, but this is the season we're in, right, before we actually get the news here, that Vancouver was interested in a Sabre defenseman. The Velitia, you know, what do you make of this report? Who might that defenseman be? Because everybody automatically jumps to Ristolainen here.
Yeah, so the report was it was either Ristolainen or Bogosian, which Bogosian is interesting because he's hurt, but if Vancouver was willing to take that risk, you know, that's interesting. But I think they'd probably be after Ristolainen. They're kind of looking for that top six defenseman, top four defenseman, and kind of jump on their lineup to help that team. You know, the draft is in Vancouver this year. They kind of like when the Sabres had it here, where you kind of want something cool for your fans, kind of make a big trade on draft day, so maybe that's kind of what they're aiming for. But for me personally, you know, Vancouver's tough. I mean, there's not a lot of interesting assets coming back that are realistic. I mean, they have Pettersson and Horvat and Besser. But, I mean, I don't think Vancouver's not trading any of those guys. Probably not, I should say. So it's tough. I mean, there's rumors that 10th overall could be in play for them. But I don't know. Are they really going to overpay that much for Ristolainen? But Benning has done some odd things as general manager there, so you never know. But that's an interesting situation in Vancouver. I still think, if you had to hold me down, so I still think Tampa Bay feels like the most logical landing spot for Ristolainen, because even that kind of rumor came out again today, and there was rumors at deadline that had some smoke to us. But there's a lot of smoke there with Tampa Bay and Ristolainen, but the Vancouver report is pretty interesting.
Chad, another name on the Sabres blue line that we've been hearing is potentially a guy that could be on the way out, Jake McCabe. What's latest on McCabe's status with the team?
Yeah, so something I tweeted yesterday, they're shopping him around. He's a restricted free agent this year. I mean, they could bring it's not a foregone conclusion he's gone by any means. They could sign him to a 1 or 2 year contract cheap, keep him around. But his name is out there. You know, they've talked to a few teams about him. They've talked to Winnipeg. They've talked to the Rangers. With Jimmy Vesey, you know, that thing a couple of days ago, you know, if they go that route, my understanding it would be a Vesey from a McCabe 1-for-1 trade. So we'll see if that actually does play out. But that was a discussion between those two players. So he's out there. We'll see, which is interesting because it looks like he's Botterill at least appears to have a plan that he wants to mix up his blue line. We've heard Bogosian, now McCabe, Ristolainen is out there. So that's three defensemen right there that could potentially possibly be moved. So he's definitely trying to revamp that defense, which, I mean, you can't argue that it doesn't need that.
Chad DeDominicis is the managing editor from Die by the Blade, talking some Sabres here, and part of the Sabres, of course, the Rochester Americans. We are very partial here to Victor Olofsson, saw the job he did and got the call up late. Chad, from what you saw and read, is he ready for a regular role in Buffalo next season?
I think so. I'm really excited about that kid coming over. Now he's got that shot. He's always had that shot. You know, that thing. I remember development camp last year, just standing behind the glass and just seeing him get that shot off and how quickly it's in the net. You know, it's impressive. So he did a good job when he came up. You know, he goes to those quality areas. You know, he's an absolute finisher. You know, so personally, me, I have him penciled in as, you know, one of your top six left wingers. You know, it depends. I mean, if Skinner back, I don't think it's going to be with Eichel again, but, you know, if Mittelstadt is going to be your second line center if they bring somebody in. I think he definitely slots in there. But I would, you know, at 24, 25 years old, you know, he's ready. You know, he's had a few pro years in Sweden. He came over here, proved that he can still score on the smaller lights in the North American game. So I think there's no question that he's going to be in the Sabres lineup next year.
Chad, are there any other Amerks that you're looking forward to seeing sticking up in Buffalo this season?
I think the only guy that has a realistic chance is maybe Rasmus Asplund, and I think that kind of depends what they do with Johan Larsson here. You know, are they going to bring Larsson back, who's a restricted free agent? Are they going to go get another fourth line center to replace him? And maybe, you know, maybe he gets that shot in camp and kind of see how it goes. You know, he really came out in the second half of last year, which, you know, was good to see. So I think long term, he's that third, fourth line guy for them. If it was up to me, I'd let him start in Rochester again, kind of again, let him going, let him keep, you know, getting those points production, those minutes down there. But realistically, I think he's the only guy. Depending what they do, maybe Will Borgen gets a shot, you know, as a right side defenseman, that's possible. Jacob Bryson's interesting. I think a lot of people in Rochester are going to like him. I don't think he's going to be with the Sabres yet, but he's a guy I like to mention whenever I can, because I think a lot of people in Rochester are really going to enjoy watching him play.
Chad Diedemus, as the managing editor from Die by the Blade, is our guest here in the Sports Bar. We just saw the New York Rangers with the Trouba trade in Winnipeg. They're trading for the future. When we had Randy Sexton on the show yesterday, he said he was open to perhaps listening to offers, the Sabres organization, I should say, for 31. Chad, where do you come down on that? Where should, you know, in terms of building for the future, or you have this extra first-round pick, trading for something that might help you in the fall of 2019?
Yeah, I would, if it was up to me, I'd move it. They don't have a lot of assets. You know, it's really, realistically, it's Ristolainen, it's 31. I don't know, how do they feel about Nylander? Is he a possible trade target? We know McKay was a possible trade target, and that's kind of really it the other teams would kind of want, you know, unless you're going to throw Connor Sheary in there, but I don't think so. So there's not a lot of trade chips for them to really use. So I feel like 31 is a good asset to use. And in this draft, you know, it kind of varies by draft, but in this draft, really, there's the top two guys. There's that window then from like 3 to 12 where you have a lot of good players in there, and it's going to be kind of crazy how that plays out. And then at about like 15-ish, it starts to kind of die out. You know, that late first-round pick, you know, it's really in the NHL, it's essentially kind of, I would say it's like a second round pick, you know, because really you're kind of starting to flip a coin or roll a dice with kids in the NHL at that point. So sometimes you get lucky, and sometimes that kid you get at late first round never touches the NHL. So it kind of depends.
He is the managing editor at DieByTheBlade.com. Chad DeMenesis joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester. We've been talking Sabres here for a few minutes, Chad, and we haven't even brought up the new Sabres head coach, Ralph Kruger. I mean, this is usually a big deal. Ralph Kruger coming in and kind of, you know, I think just kind of coming in with a different kind of style than what Phil Housley had. And you know, I'm curious as to what I'm asking everybody, what their first impressions are of the new Sabres head coach. What do you think of Ralph Kruger so far?
Yeah, I like the heart. It's one of those, it's kind of like a, he kind of played both sides of it. He kind of, in a way, went for a retread coach and that he's coached for in the NHL, but at the same time, he kind of went out of the box, too. You know, this is the guy that's going to come over from Southampton in the Premier League, who kind of, you know, was a chairman of the organization for a few years and was out of hockey a while, you know, at least since 2016, when he had that nice run with Team Europe. So but he comes off as a really smart guy. You know, he learned a lot at Southampton. Southampton was kind of the analytical darling of the Premier League. So he used a lot of numbers, you know, to go find players and sell them off to other teams, and that's kind of how they made a profit and how they did it there. So he comes over, I think, with that analytical mindset, kind of using those numbers to maybe kind of help, you know, put his roster together and kind of shift lineups around. And, you know, he talked about how he's going to use that, but he doesn't want to use it too much and put too much pressure on the players. So, you know, he has a good reputation. A lot of people in the league like him. A lot of players like to play for him. So, you know, that's good. We'll see how it turns out. The results are the ones that really matter. But, you know, early reviews seem to be good.
Chad, I mean, just judging from the people we talk to on our show in terms of patience when it comes to this fan base, Ralph Kruger, I think we're all going to say, yeah, give him time. We're all, you know, well, yeah, on the other hand, no. I mean, especially here in Rochester, we're not, you know, people, to, you know, last season after getting swept by Syracuse, okay, looking forward to the future. This year, people are pretty angry. This Sabre fan base right now, do they have much patience left, in your opinion, Chad?
No, I mean, there's none left. I mean, and it's understandable. I mean, know, you've been told patience for so long, and it really hasn't worked out for you. So it you know, there's no more patience. And that kind of ties back into the jersey thing, where it's, you know, there's no patience left now. People are just frustrated, and anything you get them frustrated about, they're going to be frustrated even more. So it kind of piles on and piles on and piles on. So it's definitely understandable. And, you know, Pegula's let Botterill hire another coach. So in my opinion, when you do that, you're at least giving that GM 2 years. So, you know, you're not going to, unless like they're like a bottom five team, I think he's safe at least in going through next summer. But, yeah, they got to get things going. They got to, at the very least, I think they have to be contender for the playoffs. Maybe you can maybe miss by a few points and be okay, but, you know, they got to be there. They can't have last season all over again, because that, it's just not going to go well at all.
Chad D. Dominicis, managing editor at DieByTheBlade.com. Chad, you know, you're gracious with your time to join us here in the sports bar, your inaugural visit into the sports bar. We wanted to make sure you have plenty of time with the mic in your hand to let our listeners know where they can read more of your work and what you've got coming up at the site.
Yeah, so I work for DieByTheBlade, so you can follow us on Twitter at DieByTheBlade or DieByTheBlade.com. You know, this week is draft week for us. We have a lot of draft content going up. And then next week we're going to get into some free agency on the site, so we have, you know, a lot of our staff members writing some. You know, I've shot a few free agent profiles throughout the summer through the playoffs, and then we have probably about five or six more gonna be coming out next week. We have, you know, some draft stuff coming out in the next few days, the mock draft at the end of the week, getting ready for Friday. So, you know, and if trades break here, that'll be more content live up there. So we're really busy. This is kind of it's crazy because the season's over, but this is actually one of the busier times of the season for us. So it's fun, though, you know, all the rumors and reports. So we're having fun with it, but we'll have a lot of good content, and we're pretty busy.
Chad, I got to apologize to everybody here in Rochester, because I jinxed it. I wanted to ask you when I was telling you, I wanted to give you the heads up, hey, are you hearing anything about a game of the Blue Cross Arena? Because that used to be, Chad, that used to be a thing here, and then Russ Brandon took it away. And but I guess if you own the team, you can go put the arena or put the game in the arena you own down at Penn State, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, well, they own Blue Cross Arena again, don't they? Now, didn't they buy it last year?
Yeah. So I wonder if they're managing it.
Yeah, they do some renovations, so maybe they do bring it back. But it makes sense to put it in Pittsburgh, you know, at Penn State, because, you know, that's, he basically gave them the money to build that arena. So they've done that for a few years now. But, you know, maybe in a year or two, some arena renovations, they, you know, they put it back there. Wouldn't surprise me. I think that since they bring Rochester here, and that game never seems to really do that well in Buffalo, but I think eventually they'll kind of get back to the first preseason game.
Well, Chad, we can only hope. We really appreciate you carving out some time out of your schedule to join us here on the Sports Bar. We look forward to talking again soon about the Buffalo Sabres. Appreciate it, Chad.
All right, thanks, guys.
All white.
Yep.
I know. I think of, like, didn't the Maple Leafs do that for one of the outdoor games? And I was like, eh.
I'm going to date myself. Do you remember the movie Strange Brew? Oh,
of course.
Yeah. That's what I think of when I see the all whites. Remember how they were playing at the brewery? They played a hockey game at the brewery, and they were either wearing all white or all black, like armor. Yeah, I just think when I hear the all white, that's what I think of. You hoser.
That doesn't hold up well today.
Strange Brew?
No.
No, I won't.
No.
No.
No, not even for a minute.
No, you don't think that feeding your dog beer and giving him a jelly donut?
No, saying woo 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 woo.
It's
yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, hoser. Hey, it was funny for me growing up. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Strange Brew, classic. Is that a hockey movie? Do you consider it a hockey movie? There is hockey in it.
Is that like the Die Hard Christmas movie conversation? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah, that's a
okay.
Take.
That's
a take. If you were to say
Strange Brew a hockey movie,
in having a conversation about the greatest hockey movies of all time, if you were to throw Strange Brew in your top five, that's a take.
No,
that would
a
lot of people would be like, "What are you talking about? That's a take."
No, Wayne's World is not a hockey movie. Strange Brew is not a hockey movie. Clerks is not a hockey movie.
Clerks is pretty good.
Clerks is good.
Clerks is pretty good. Yeah. Out of all those, Clerks is pretty good. And Clerks, believe it or not, I think Clerks probably still holds up.
Yeah, not the video store part.
No, I don't think that. Like,
part's offensive, but yeah. It still holds up. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, you don't walk into if they were going to redo Clerks, you'd have to come up. But
Happy Scrappy Hero Pup. I want to watch Happy Scrappy Hero Pup. Yeah. Let's get to appetizers in the sports bar. News and notes from the NFL. We've got your headlines next. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Oh, terrible news. He hopes there's a happy ending here with He Hate Me of XFL fame. We've got news from the Bucks. We've got news from the Giants. And yes, the Buffalo Bills are doing a new promotion coming up against the Patriots. It's going to be taking place at halftime, a new era field.
I'll tell you about that and more in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.